Hätte über Xiaomi, du hast mal gesagt, Publi nach Hofkino. Wir beginnen in ihrer Xiaomi und darf ihr sein, aber alles. Aber nicht nur, dass Halacha, Wolf, Nitzwes, Kinshasa, und Schwei Kitsche, Bekli, Heidi, Kachala, Menachis, mit Tifte. If a Mincha became time before Kiddush and Kishois, it's like all Menachis and it can be redeemed. In Mishu Kitsche, Bekli, Heidi, Kachala, Menachis, mit Tisoif. It became Tommy after Kiddush and Kishois, it's like all Menachis and it burned. Elishim and Chiseyim, the Sophis, and Amiris, Tmeyan, Yelach, Shibola, Edim, Shitmeyer, or Amiris, Eni Shese, Shibala, in the Ritz, Ashkosa, Shibala, Bala, Bala, Baderach. In the following cases, the Minchet burned. She says, I am Tmeyer to you. Witnesses came to say she's Tmeyer. She says, I won't drink. Her husband does not want to give her to drink. Her husband has a relation with her on the way to the Mikdash. Shibola, Nasuis, Tokahanim, and Chiseyim, the Sophis. All women married to Kahanim, their menachos are totally burned. Tani, Nitmes, Menachasa, Jemekit, Jemekli, Arihi, Kechola Menachos, Vetifnode, Vetiachel, Jemekit, Jemekli, Arihi, Kechola Menachos, Vetitao, Surosa, Vetisil, Vetisil. Mo brings a baisa, if a mincha became Tommy before Kiddush and Kli, it's like all menachos and it's redeemed and eaten. If it became Tommy after Kiddush and Kli, it's like all menachos. After Ibud Sur, which is the time to become Noisa, it goes to the Beis HaSefer, it's taken out to be burned. I meres tamei ani, lai, which is a like, kedomei chatas shemesu ba'alea, hi, udomei chatas shemesu ba'alea, yelchu, yam ha-melech. If she says, I'm tamei to you, is her mincha not like money, hukdash, for chatas his owner died, and tamei chatas his owner died, the coins go to yam ha-melech. Why must the mincha be burned in the Azor? Damila Ashim Tolle, the answer is it resembles an Ashim Tolle. If the owner of an Ashim Tolle died, it goes out to grave until it gets a blemish, it's redeemed, and the money is offered for an Adava. Even the Ashim Tolle, it's a Libnishe Kidja Bekli. The Gemara asks if it resembles an Ashim Tolle, even if she says, I'm Tmeya to you after Kidja Nakli, it should not need to be burned in the Azor. Amr ibn Tanya, Damila Ashim Janishchad. The Tani answered, it resembles Ashim Tolle that was slaughtered. The Tani and Taman, in Mishinichrat Neidelei, Hadam Shafecha Basa Yetzel Vifafeza. The Mishnah says, if after Ashim Tolle was slaughtered, he found out that he didn't sin, the blood is filled to the Amma in the Azar, and the meat is burnt in the Beis HaSefer. Tani Nidmeis Minchasa Achuleikar Vapemetz, Mesehi Mechbala Shiraim Asuim, The vice said that her mincha became tummy before the currency was offered, or she died or her husband died. The shirayim are forbidden. If she or he died after the currency was offered, the shirayim are permitted because it was bought due to suffix from the beginning. They turned to suffix and went. If witnesses came that she is Tamiya, in either case her mincha is forbidden. Now, ben kach or ben kach, what is in either case? Ben shekomlatz, ben shelei komlatz, ben shehikdir, ben shelei hikdir. Whether it's whether kamitza was done or not done, and it's whether being maktir, burning the kamitz on the mizbeach, was or was not done. Rila ama ben shekomlatz, ben shelei komlatz, ben shelei hikdir. Ben hikdir, hashirayim utayim. Rila says, no, it's whether kamitza was done or not, when he was not maktir. If he was maktir, the shirayim are permitted. Taman taninan, Rabbi Shimon oime minchas choyte, shav kehanim mikmetzeth. Akemetz kav la'atzmoi, v'shirayim kriv la'atzman. Rabbi Shimon said that minchas choyte of kehanim, kamitzah is done, the kamitzah is offered by itself, and the shirayim offered by themselves. One say the kamitzah is not done, the entire mincha is hukta, burnt together. V'shneim mikra echadoshim, Haisha Lakayan Kamincha. I've won an Amin, how he came in Chasin Dvasai. Amin Chasin Dvasai, Kraver Bekalul. Avu Kraver Bekalul. Both of them expound one Pasuk. That's in Vayikra Perke Pasuk Yudimel. And it will be for the Kayan like a Mincha. I want to say it's like a Kayan of Minchas Nadaba. Just like if Minchas Nadaba is Kalil, totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Also, this is Kalil. Shimon Aimer, Hari Asiris, Ha'ifa, Shal Koyen, Ka Asiris, Ha'ifa, Shal Yisol.
Matthias Saifa Shayso, Nikmetzes, Arzunikmetzes. And Shimon says, the Asiris Saifa, the tenth of an Eifa for the Minchas Chayt of a Koyen, is like Asiris Saifa of Yiso, just like that of a Yiso, commits is done, also this commits is done. Imazun Echeles, Arzun Echeles, or just like this, Asiris Saifa of Yiso, the Shuraim are eaten, so too Asiris Saifa of a Koyen should be eaten. And Belema, Kolochal Minchas Koyen, Kalil Tiyer, Loisei Achel. Cannot be, because the Pasuk says, and every Minchas Koyen is fully burnt up, it should not be eaten. Elaine Shirayim, Misham Mahain Boyim, Misham Mahain Boyim, Misham Koymetz, Misham Shirayim. We were asked according to Rabbi Shimon, why did the Shirayim come on the fire? Are they considered like a Koymetz or like Shirayim of other Menachis? Then Misham Koymetz, Einai Naisnam Malayla, Vein Naisnam Lachamisa, Vein Mechashiv Lahem. You shall see that they are like a koimetz. One may not put them on the fire at night, and may not put them after death, but they are known as mincha. And pigol and ten does not apply to them. If one was makta the koimetz, with intent to be makta them tomorrow, or he was makta them with intent to be makta the koimetz tomorrow. V'intema mishum shirayim, noisnam b'layla, v'noisnam la'achamisa. If you say that they are like shirayim, one may put them on the fire at night, and one may put them on after death. Ma'o shi'achashiv lahem. Does pigul intent apply to them? Yemen ador, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, she say, now minchas choyte shel tehanim, hakoimetz korav la'atzmoy v'shirayim mispazim al gabi yadesha. We learn from the following, Loza, Rabbi Shimon says, minchas choyte tehanim, the koimetz is offered by itself, and the shirayim are scattered on the base yadesha. Rabbi Yechon boy, man and kaimen, Rabbi Yechon asked, what Beis Hadeshen did he discuss? Im Bedeshen Shemalon, Kfar Amar Rishimon. If it's the Beis Hadeshen above, means the Aship on the Mizeach, the Rav Shimon already said this before in that Baisa, his son merely repeats his opinion. Ela im Eino Inyan Ledeshen Shemalon, Tino Inyan Ledeshen Shemalon. Rather, if it doesn't discuss Beis Hadeshen above, he discusses Beis Hadeshen below where Shumas Hadeshen is put each morning. Hada Amma, Noisnim Balayla, Venoisnim La'achamisa, Mechashiv Lahem. The Shirayim are like Shirayim, and unlike a Koimetz, therefore when we put them at night, and when we put them after death, an intent applies to them. Amma V'yosi B'rabun, Eina Mechashiv Lahem, Shulei Hukshu, Lo'i La'achilas Adam, Lo'i La'achilas Mizbeach. V'yosi B'rabun said intent does not apply to them, because nothing permits them for a person to eat them or for the Mizbeach to consume them. Ever mamal by hach reblazer bebshimon b'shitas aviv or b'shitas chachamim. Ever mamal asked, does reblazer bebshimon hold like this, like his father or like the chachamim? In b'shitas aviv yikov lemalon, in b'shitas chachamim lo yikov. If he holds like his father, they should be offered above, like the chaimetz. If he holds like the chachamim, then kmitza should not be done. Rishimon says that Asiris Haifa of a Koyen is like Asiris Haifa of Yisrael, just like Asiris Haifa of Yisrael, Kamitz is done, also this Kamitz is done. Imazu Necheles, Avzu Necheles. We were asked, just like this, the Asiris Haifa of Yisrael, the Shirayim are eaten. Also, this, the Asiris Haifa of a Koyen, should be eaten. And the Lema, the Chominchas Koyen, Kadal, Tia, Leitechel. And it says that the Pasuk says, and every Minchas Koyen shall be consumed completely and not eaten. If they Kadal, the Leitechel, if so, it should be Kadal and not eaten. Ella, La Achila, Hikashise, Lakshise, Le Kadal, Takta. Gemara answers for eating, Minchas Koyte of a Koyen is equated to his Minchas Nedava, need is eaten, but not for Kala, which is Minchas Nedava, is totally hukta, but Minchas Koyte, the Koyimetz is hukta, and the Shirayim are burned on the Beis Hadeshen below. And we'll see, Rabbi Da'ato Shirab Loza, Rabbi Shimon, Roshana Yehitzabai. This says that Rabbi agreed with the Loza of Shimon and taught like him in our Mishnah, which said any woman married to a Koyen, her Minchas burned, meaning on the Beis Hadeshen below. The Abu Bakoyen by Kami Rabbi Yumia, Lamali Kuvlaza, Rav Shimon, Afilik Rav Shimon Aviv. Rav Yavu Bar Kohen asked Rav Yumia, why does Rav Yossi say that Rav taught like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon? It's even like Rav Shimon, his father. Amalei, Ikol Baroshim Ezbeach, Rein Seishu Baroshim Ezbeach. Rav Yumia answered that there is hakrova and consumption on top of the Ezbeach, where he didn't say that there's burning on top of the Ezbeach. Yisiv Rav Hanina, Koyim Rav Imana, Vaha Tani Rav Chia Ufali. Rav Chia asked Rav Imana that Rav Chia taught a Braisa that disagrees. Likrav Kolel, Eni Yachol, Eni Yachola, Rav Nei Shutfasa, Shal Isha. Ne'achal Eni Yachola, Rav Nei Shutfasa, Shal Ish. Rav Chia's Braisa says that Mincha Soita, the Kohen's wife, cannot be Kolel due to her partnership in it. The Shoraim cannot be eaten due to his partnership in it. Rather, the Kohen is offered by itself, and the Shoraim are offered by themselves. Amalei Rebbe Ra Daita Shur Rav Loza Rav Shimon, the Rebbe Chia Ruba Ra Daita Shur Rav Shimon Aviv. Rabbana answered that Rebbe agreed with Rav Loza Rav Shimon and taught like him, and Chia Ruba agreed with Rav Shimon, his father, and taught like him. And Halacha Zayin, Bas Yisrael Shenisis Lekoyin, Menchasa Nisrefes, Bas Koyin Shenisis Lisrael, Menchasa Necheles. Bas Yisrael married to a Koyin, her Mincha is totally burned. Bas Koyin married to Yisrael, her Mincha is eaten, means Mishraim. Ma ben koyin le kohenes, what differences are there between a male koyin and a kohenes, a bas koyin? Minchas kohenes, necheles, and minchas koyin, ena necheles. Kohenes is mincha is eaten, but a koyin is mincha is not eaten. Kohenes mischaleles, ve'en koyin mischalel. Kohenes becomes a chalala, means she does not have kedushas kohuna through forbidden relations. A koyin who was born from a kosher koyin does not become a chalal. Kohenes metama lemesim, ve'en koyin metama lemesim. A kohenes may become tami mes, a koyin may not. Koyin oichol kot lekotchi kotchim, ve'en kohenes oicheles lekotchi kotchim. A koyin may eat from kotchi kedoshim, the highest level kedusha kavonis. A kohenes may not eat from them. He wants his ma ben koyin le kohenes, minchas kohenes necheles, minchas koyin eina necheles. Tzib, chom minchas koyin, kolil, tiye, leifechel, like kohenes. What differences are there between a male kohen and a kohenes? A kohenes is mincha is eaten, a kohen is mincha is not eaten, as it says, v'chol minchas kohen, kolol tiye lo'si achil, and not a kohenes. Bo bo kohen me Rabbi Shimon Lokish, v'hakfiv, a kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kafoi, me'ata kohen v'le kohenes. The Abo asked Rish Lokish, it says, v'chohen, he yikne, when a koyin will buy nefesh by another person, kinyan kasvei, with the requirement of his money, me'ata koyin will look ahead, we say, that if so, according to the drasha earlier, you should say a koyin, but not a kohenes. Makadoin, what was the conclusion? A koyin ha-mashiach tachtov yivanov, es shebenai oimed tachtov yatsiz zu she'ein bena oimed tachtea. The pasuk says, "Va'koyin ha-mashiach tachta mivanov," and the koyin is anointed and placed him from his sons. One whose son stands in place of him, his mincha is not eaten. It excludes a kohenes whose son does not stand in place of him. Kohenes mischaleles, ve'in koyin mischalal d'chsev, v'lichalal v'aroi v'amav. A kohenes becomes a chalala, and a koyin does not become a chalal because it says, "And he will not profane the seed of amongst his nation." Any elazera shehu mischalo, he adds from inayin. I can infer only that the seed of a woman passed to kahuna achalayim. What's the source for herself? Dinhu, mayim azera shele ava avira hoyu mischalo, yish ava avira ein adin shetitchalo. Abuchayma teaches that if the seed which did not transgress an avira becomes halalim, she who transgressed an avira all the more shows she should become a halala. Who adds from yechiach? Sha'ava Aveira Ve'en Mischalo. The husband himself disproves it because he transgresses an Aveira, and he does not become a Chalo. Ve'en Amos Be'isha In Mischalo B'chol Mokim, Toimu Be'isha Shehi Mischalelis B'chol Mokim, Or Be'en Mischalelis B'chol Mokim, Din Hu Shehi Tischalo. The Gemara answers, no, if you will say that he does not become a Chalo, if a man never becomes a Chalo, even if he had relations with a Nochris or Shivcha, will you say so about a woman who becomes a Chalala everywhere through relations with a Fossil? We learn from Uvas Koyin Kisiya Le'ishzah. Manashach leima leichalel lo yechalel leyachel lo yechalel af mishahaya kosher v'nischalel. What could you say to challenge the kal v'chaymer? You cannot learn from her seed, which was not initially kosher. To her, who are initially kosher, instead of layachel, it says layachalel. The extra lamed hints that he profanes even one who was kosher and became a chalala. The henes metama lameisim. We said in the Mishnah that a baskoin may become tamimes. Rabbi Doisa, Malchaya, Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Loza, kohenes meteres haseis chutz laoretz, ma'atayma, omelak emba lakohanim, loy el hakohenes. Rabbi Doisa of Malchaya, quoting Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Loza, said that the kohenes may go to chutz laoretz. What's the reason? Say to the kohanim, b'nei aroin, that the males, loy tama ba'amog. If not for this, what would we say? Why she may not go? However, he bechlal gazeira loytetsi. I would say that she's included in the decree that kohanim not leave Eretz Yisrael. But they bechlal gazeira loytetsi, so she should be included and therefore not be able to leave. Ima'ad kain emphasis matzah parshas tameis. Answered, if you say so, you oppose the parsha of tameim, which is that only a kohen is commanded. A kohen may eat kodshi kadoshim, but a kohenes may not eat kodshi kadoshim, as it says, kol zocha v'imeo b'kohanim yichlenu, they can eat kodesh kadoshim. We come on to the next Mishnah, halacha ches. Ma ben ha'ish le'isha, what difference is there between a man and a woman? A male mesera does priya, which means either he lets his hair grow or he bears his head, and he tears his clothes. A woman does not do priya or tear clothes. Ish madis benai benazir beina isha maderes es bena benazir. A man can impose nazirus on his son. A woman cannot impose nazirus on her son. Ish magalech al nazirus oviv beina isha magalachas. Anazirus avia, a male nazir can be megaleach, bring korbanos at the end of his nazirus from nazirus avia, the money that his deceased father set aside for his own korbanos nazirus. A woman cannot be megaleach from nazirus avia. Aish mekadesh his bitter, ben aisha mekadesh his bitter. A man mekadesh his daughter to a man, but a woman cannot mekadesh his daughter. Aish moicha his bitter, ben aisha. A man can sell his daughter to be a slave, but a woman cannot sell her daughter. A man liable to be stoned is stoned naked, a woman is not. Some cases after stoning a man's hanged, a woman is not hanged. In some cases a man sold to be a slave to pay for his theft, a woman is not sold for her theft. The Gemara says, Ish in yele ish, isha minayin tamulayma, tsarua, ben ish, ben isha, ben kotin. The word ish teaches only that a man can be a mitzvah. What's the source of a woman? The word tsarua, tsarua is whether a man, a woman, or a minor. In kain lama nema ish. If so, why does it say ish? Le'inyan shal matan ha'ish peyre afeyrem be'in ha'isha peyre afeyremes. This is for matters written below that a man does priya and tears his clothes, a female mitzvah does not do priya or tear her clothes. A man can impose a vow of nazirus on his son, and a man can be megaleach from nazirus aviv. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Meir, esim ba'abod dvorim mekule b'shamay mekule b'tilo, v'ze echad mehem, b'shamay oimim eina ish madef b'noi b'nozir, v'tilo oimim ha'ish madef b'noi b'nozir. Rabbi Yochanan said from Rabbi Meir, there are 24 matters in which Beit Shammai are lenient and Beit Hillel are stringent. This is one of them. Beit Shammai say a man cannot impose nazirus on his son. Beit Hillel say a man can impose nazirus on his son, so the son has the stringencies of a nazir, and the father must bring karbonos to him at the end. A man can sell his daughter, as it says, when a man will sell his daughter as a maidservant. A man can marry off his daughter, as it says, I gave my daughter to this man, and he hated her. Man is stone naked, the woman is not, as it says, him without his garments. And Haggai boy came with Yosi Vaksiv, Raskaltim, Oysam Avonim, Ma'ata, Oysam Leis Ksusam. Haggai asked of Yosi, it says about an adulterer, an adulteress, that Raskaltim, Oysam Avonim, you will stone them with stones. If so, you should likewise expound Oysam and not their garments. Makadon, what was the conclusion? Isha Aladesha in Nivloi Maruba, Lefichach Nisra Aum, Avala Isha Aladesha Nivla Maruba, Lefichach Eina Niskeles Aruma. A man, since his disgrace to being naked is not so great, he's stoned naked to minimize his pain, as he'll die sooner. The woman, since the disgrace is great, she's not stoned naked. Aish nitle bein aisha nitles tichsiv, v'talisa oisai ala al ha'etz, oisai v'lai oisa. A man is hanged, a woman is not, as it says, and you'll hang him from a tree, him and not her. Aish nimka, if you say b'gnei v'asoi, v'lai b'kfeiloi, b'gnei v'oi, v'lai b'zimimoi. A man is sold to be a slave, b'gnei v'asoi, meaning to pay the principal of his theft, and not for the kessel, for his theft, and not to fabricate a testimony to get someone else to be a slave. B'gnei v'oi, in a nimka, v'nishne, v'ein loy alav, ela, domim, me'ato, his theft, he sold once, he's not sold and resold. If he was sold for less than his theft, he owes only the rest of the money to the one he stole from, but he's not sold again. The Geneva Achas, aval, Yishte Genevais, Nimka Venishna. This is for one theft, but for two thefts, he sold and sold again. The Vimir boy, Ganav Mishal Shutfus, Ma'at Avidla, Kageneva Achas, Kishte Genevais. Vimir asked, if one stole from partners, do you consider it like one theft or two thefts? Haya Goinev Moitzi Velaila, if one was stealing and taking out repeatedly at night, that's the law. Nimir im Yoduboy Abailim, in time, Shteganeva saying them love, Gineva Achasi. The answer is if the owner knew in between one theft and the next, they are considered two thefts. If not, they're considered one theft. Adnalach, Perek, Haya, Naito.